Questions 6 through 11. Listen to part of a lecture in an ecology class.
While we're on the topic of relationships and ecosystems, there's another relationship I'd like to talk about, one that can help in our understanding of climate change. And this is the link between weather patterns and the periodic biological phenomena related to climatic conditions, phenomena like the seasonal changes in trees. This is the science of phenology. Okay, we're all familiar with the changing colors of the seasons. Summer green, autumn red and gold, white snow cover, and bright new green in the spring. These colors mark the rhythmic cycles of weather. We know that animals have adapted to the seasonal color changes. But think about it. Animals have their young just as green plants are sprouting in the spring. Some animals change their color during the year to blend in with the seasonal colors. These changes, these physiological responses to the environment, it's all like a dance, a complex interaction called phenology. The current research in phenology looks at how nature's color signals can help us understand the feedback between plants and our changing climate. One way this is done is by analyzing the forest as a collection of numbers, numbers like the mix of colors in the leaves. Also, the amount of carbon inhaled from the atmosphere. And, yes, Sophie?
Could you maybe say more about how the researchers collect these numbers?
I'm getting to that. Okay. We measure how much a tree's leaves reflect different wavelengths of light, a very precise way of measuring color. Different wavelengths can indicate different levels of stress experienced by the tree.
So how exactly does color relate to stress?
Sure. Okay, an example. Well, different pigments in leaves have different functions. Green is chlorophyll, which dominates during the growing season, when photosynthesis takes place. Then, when the amount of daylight decreases in autumn, red and yellow pigments take control to help guard against stress. This is all in your textbook, by the way.
Oh, okay. This is interesting.
Good. And you asked how we get the numbers. Well, one very important instrument is a web camera on top of a tower that captures high-resolution images of the forest canopy. The camera collects these images every 30 minutes during the hours of daylight. The camera then uploads these images to an online database. This huge collection of color data will increase our understanding of how ecosystems respond to climate change, and, we hope, will make us better able to predict the effects.
Leaves change color during the year, right? That's pretty normal. So how do we know if the changes are just normal seasonal changes, or whether it's the result of climate change?
Nature's colors are already responding to changing weather due to climate change. This is because phenology is sensitive to weather. For example, when spring is unusually warm, the leaves come earlier. We're already seeing this in color data from the camera. We have data about warm years, cold years, wet years, and dry years. As we build up our color record, we can use this data to develop better models of how weather and phenology are related. We can compare these models against the climate forecasts. This will improve our ability to predict how the forests might change in the future. We'll be able to put together a picture of landscapes in a world of warmer temperatures and changes in precipitation.
Number 6. What is the lecture mainly about? Number 7. Why does the professor say this?
Animals have their young just as green plants are sprouting in the spring. Some animals change their color during the year to blend in with the seasonal colors. These changes, these physiological responses to the environment, it's all like a dance, a complex interaction called phenology.
Number 8. Listen again to part of the discussion. Then answer the question.
Could you Maybe say more about how the researchers collect these numbers?
I'm getting to that. Okay. We measure how much a tree's leaves reflect different wavelengths of light, a very precise way of measuring color.
Why does the professor say this?
I'm getting to that.
Number 9. Listen again to part of the discussion. Then answer the question.
Green is chlorophyll, which dominates during the growing season, when photosynthesis takes place. Then, when the amount of daylight decreases in autumn, red and yellow pigments take control to help guard against stress. This is all in your textbook, by the way.
What does the professor imply when he says this?
This is all in your textbook, by the way.
Number 10. What does the professor say about a method of data collection that uses a camera? Number 11. According to the professor, how will color data about forests be useful to researchers?